from every situation. And he's going to use your experiences, your mess, and he's going to make it into his message, and you're going to help people.
Truth, live from the booth, always this 100 proof. She's bringing to you words of encouragement with the funny twist to feed your soul like nourishment. While you're listening, I hope you catch a feeling, cause Tina talks truth about hope, truth, and healing. So I hope you tune in to the radio. Tina talks truth, it's the only way to go.
Good morning. This is Tina Levine with Tina Talks Truth Radio Show. Thank you so much for tuning in. This is Wednesday, and you know what that means? The weekend is just around the corner, people. So get excited. You're halfway there. You're halfway there, and you're almost to that weekend. And so I just encourage you to keep on going. Keep moving forward, soldier. We have a special guest today, Angie, and she's the founder of The Power of Her. Angie Giltner shares how this event is going to help women move mountains. So you are going to be encouraged during this show. But first of all, I just wanted to share Proverbs 3:5. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Do not depend on your own understanding. We have to trust God, and we have to trust Him with all of our heart and not depend on our own understanding. And for me, fear can be a mountain. Fear can be, it's actually the opposite of faith. And so when we start to fear things, and sometimes we can actually take a molehill and turn it into a mountain when we add fear to that. And that's really what the discussion is about today, and about the Power of Her event that is going to be in Ohio on October 3rd. But first, let me pray us in and just glorify God. Heavenly Father, we thank you for today. We thank you for the opportunity to be the light in someone's life today. God, we just ask a hedge of protection around each one of our listeners, and I just lift each one of them up. No matter where they're listening from, Lord, there could be a mountain in front of them. And maybe it's not physically a mountain, but maybe it's emotional. Could be physical mountain, or it could be a spiritual mountain, Lord. And we just ask that you give them the strength to climb over that mountain. Just trust you. That we only need faith the size of a mustard seed, Lord, and we call out to you, and you can actually move that mountain. And so, God, we're just trusting you today, and I lift up all of our listeners that are struggling with medical conditions, mental health conditions, any struggle or hurt, habit, or hang-up that they may have, God, that we just ask that you place them in your lap and just love on them so that they know that they are comforted by you, God. And loved unconditionally. And I just ask all this in Jesus' name. Amen. Shout out to all the young ladies that attended the Girls for Girls Summit in Bradenton. I'm so excited that you came and you were so engaged. It was just awesome. I am floored at how sweet all of you are. And also, the young ladies that actually put together this event, this was the second event, and it was just incredible. It's so organized. It's such an incredible time for young ladies to come together, support one another, encourage one another, and inspire one another. This year's theme was I Can and I Will, a journey to self-confidence. And that was the whole topic, was self-confidence, but also about being your best, that you only have to be yourself. Don't have to be someone else. You don't have to act like someone else, and you don't have to look like someone else. Just be your best and choose to live and be around, surrounded by positive people. So shout out to Tina in Bradenton. It was at the Manatee Technical College. Thank you to you folks for the use of that facility. It's state-of-the-art facility. It's really great. And all of the vendors that actually donated and made the event happen. I know New York Life was one of those vendors, and they donated the lanyards, actually water bottles, and they had a speaker speaker that came out, and she was super inspirational and encouraging. And so I just want to thank all of you, you 85 young ladies that attended. I just pray that God fills your spirit with positivity. We talked about positive affirmations and how important it is that we speak life into ourselves. And then we share that with other people. And so I'm just encouraging ladies just to maintain and sustain that positive attitude that you experienced. And thank you once again, Tina, for hiring me to come and be the MC and speaker. And it was just phenomenal. Looking forward to next year. So thank you so much, ladies.
Our guest today is Angie Giltner. She's the founder of The Power of Her. You got to check out this website, The Power of her.us. And we actually have an opportunity for you to win a free ticket to go to her event October 3rd in Worcester, Ohio. But you got to listen to the interview in order to win the tickets. So without further ado, this is my friend and founder of The Power of Her, Angie Giltner.
Good morning, Angie.
Good morning, Tina.
Thank you so much for being on the show and speaking to us about The Power of Her.
My pleasure.
So tell us about, how did you start The Power of Her?
In 2013, I started on a quest of going around to various women's events all over Ohio and in Western Pennsylvania. And because that's something that our area in Wayne County, Ohio, it was lacking. And I went around to various women's events and I extrapolated what I found to be the best of all of those different women's events that I had attended. And that's how The Power of Her was initially born.
Awesome. And so what is your mission or your vision for The Power of Her?
So I created The Power of Her to inspire, educate, and empower women. And I really wanted an event that would bring women of all ages together, whether you're retired, you're a professional woman, or a woman just getting started in your career, and just an event to bring women together to have fun, to interact, network. And as a small business owner, I also want to promote small business. They really are the heart of this country, I believe, and want to support small business as much as possible. So by bringing all of those ladies and all of the small businesses locally in Wayne and surrounding counties to come together, learn about each other, and form relationships and build business and build up women. And that is really what The Power of Her is all about.
That's awesome. And you know, it's always great to get a bunch of women together in one place, encourage one another, empower one another, but also network and educate one another exactly what we're doing. If it's small business or ministry or, you know, whatever it is that we're passionate about, to share that vision and just support one another. It's so important that we do that as women.
Looking towards their future and might not really have a sense of direction. And so this event, they could connect with people and perhaps get a sense of, oh my gosh, after talking with a lady that I met at The Power of Her, that inspired me to follow this particular path or something like that.
Awesome. Okay, so we're looking at 16 years old and older, and just to support one another. There's going to be different small businesses, you said, and there's speakers. Can you share about the speakers that are going to be there?
Absolutely. So we are so proud that we have fantastic speakers who are going to be educating and empowering and inspiring all of the participants and small businesses in attendance. We have Gail Gand from, she's formerly a Food Network star. She's a food innovator out of Chicago, Illinois. She has written 8 cookbooks. She's a James Beard Award winner, and she is our keynote speaker and going to be kicking off our event, and we're just so proud to have her. And then Brooke Winkler is our next speaker, and she is going to be talking and educating women about mindfulness and how the messages that we tell ourselves are true. And interestingly enough, she is also a belly dancer. And so she's going to be talking about that women's empowerment and how you just love yourself and embrace yourself for who you are. So I'm really excited for the women to learn more about that and hear her powerful message. And then we're going to be our last educator for the day is Dr. Sharon Mark Anthony. She is an OBGYN, and she's going to be holding an Ask the Doc session. She's going to talk about the importance of women's health and how women often neglect themselves because they're so busy taking care of everyone else in their life. And she's going to be talking about how it is important for us to take care of ourselves as women, and then open up the floor for very candid, open discussions about women's health. So those are going to be our educators for the day.
That is incredible. And it sounds like such a great diversity that anyone that attends is actually going to find something that they're passionate about or that they really want to take away with them. How are you hoping your audience members feel when they leave your event?
Oh, I'm hoping that they feel more connected with not only the women around them, but also with people in their areas through interaction, engagement with the small businesses. But if I would like to share a story of a lady who attended last year, she stopped me in the hallway, and I had not met this woman prior to the inaugural Power of Her event last October. And she stopped me in the hallway, and she asked if she could share a message with me, and I was like, absolutely. And she said, as tears were welling up in her eyes, she said, I wasn't going to come today. And I said, well, I'm so glad that you're here. Thank you for attending. And she had shared that she had recently lost her husband. She was fairly young, and she felt so disconnected from the women in her life and felt like no one could understand what she was going through. And she just really felt isolated. And she saw on Facebook the Power of Her event, and she said, you know, I'm going to attend. Well, she woke up the morning of the Power of Her event, and she said, no, I'm not going to go. You know I registered to attend, but I'm not going to go, while she's getting ready to come. And then as she's driving to the Power of Her event, she's telling herself, oh, I don't know why I'm doing this. I'm not going to go, as she pulls into the parking lot of the event. While she's sitting in her car, she's telling herself, I'm not going to walk in. And then she found herself walking in. And she then, by this point, the tears were just falling from her eyes. And she shared with me how she connected with women who she hadn't seen for a long time and met some new women. So she found a new sense of connectedness and belonging with women, some old friends, some new friends. And she felt so uplifted and empowered and heard some really positive messages. And she said that the event was absolutely life-changing for her. She had found herself in a state of depression prior to the event, walking away feeling uplifted, fulfilled, connected. And my point of saying her story is that every woman can take something away from this event, whether it's personal or professional. And that's one of the great things about this event is it impacts everyone on a different level. And I truly believe that every woman who attends will take something away from the event. Like I stated, whether it's personal or professional, there truly is something for everyone.
Absolutely. And I love that this is the second annual The Power of Her in Worcester, Ohio. And it sounds like it's a divine appointment. It sounds like if we just get our flesh to move and just walk into that room, it's going to be a divine appointment for many, and they're going to experience hope, joy, laughter, and healing. And that's what we're all about here on Tina Talks Truth Radio Show, is that there's hope, and there's joy, and there's laughter, and there's healing for us women, everyone, but especially for us women. And how we do that is we connect with one another, and we support one another. And that's what's so incredible about this event. So if you're up in Ohio, you have to come to this event. Angie, you're actually going to offer two different women an opportunity to get free tickets. Can you tell them how they do that?
Yes, Tina, I'm so excited for two women to come for free. And they would go to www.thepowerofher.us. Hit contact us, and the first two women who contact us via the Power of Her website will get a free ticket to come to the event.
That is awesome. And so let's say I go there, I go to www.thepowerofher.us. I find Contact Us. I fill out, is it like a form?
Yes, there's a form in there for your name and a message. And say that you listen to Tina Talks Truth and heard the message, and you're hoping that you're going to be the winner of the Power of Her ticket.
Awesome. And the Power of Her is October 3rd. What time does it start?
Registration begins at 8:15, and the ending ceremony, which is really fun, all of the vendors are giving door prizes, and every woman who comes will get a door prize ticket. And last year, we gave away over 70 door prizes, and it was just really fun for the women to, it's always fun to win something, and it just ends the day on a really high note, and that will commence around, we will begin the door prize giveaways at 3:00, so we'll be done wrapping up around 3:30.
Awesome, wow, so it sounds like not only do these women come to this event, and they're going to feel empowered and inspired and educated, but they can actually walk away with something free from one of the vendors. That's really exciting. So once again, Angie, the founder, is giving away two free tickets. So go to www.thepowerofher.us and go to Contact Us. Complete that form with your name, your information, and in the message put that you heard about this on Tina Talks Truth radio show. These are two lucky women that are going to receive two free tickets, and what a great opportunity for them to bring a family member or a friend, maybe someone that is grieving, like that woman that you actually shared her experience. So grab a friend, a family member, and just bring them along, as long as they're 16 years old and older, right? This is a great opportunity to share and be inspired together. It's always great to share experiences like this with friends and family. So I ask my guests always just four questions, Angie. So what brings you hope?
What brings me hope is, first of all, as a Christian, I always have hope with my faith, and I'm very grateful for that. Every morning I know it's going to be a great day in the Lord, and that's what brings me hope every day.
Oh, I love that. Yes. And there is, like you said, every day. If we have breath today, there's going to be hope.
Yes.
So that is, it's a blessing. What about joy? What brings you joy?
What brings me joy, first and foremost, is my family. Everyone who knows me, I have two nieces and two nephews. They are the four chambers of my heart. I have a wonderful husband and just fantastic family. They bring me joy, but also empowering women brings me joy. When I hear those messages, like the lady who attended the inaugural Power of Her event, that brings me so much joy because it lets me know that I am fulfilling my purpose here on earth, and that just really warms my heart, puts a smile on my face, and brings me so much joy.
And you know what? You are bringing people joy by, you know, coordinating this event. I know it takes a lot of work behind the scenes, and so I thank you for not only founding this great organization, but also to be able to coordinate this event. It takes so much energy and time. So thank you for bringing joy to people.
I thank you for that message. I appreciate that.
And how important is laughter in your life?
Oh my gosh. If you know me, if it's not fun, I'm not doing it. That is pretty much my life's motto outside of moving mountains. And laughter is so critical. It has gotten me through, you know, life is never perfect for anyone, and we've all had those moments in time when we felt discouraged or despaired or even depressed. And laughter is just so important to me. Like I say, anybody who knows me knows if it's not fun, I'm not doing it. And we have to laugh. And in every life's event that comes at us, if we sit back and look at it, we can truly find something to chuckle about, whether it's our own actions or the actions of someone else or someone else's words or our own words. There's always, we can always find humor in life's events.
And you, my dear, are hilarious because I just love on Facebook the stuff you post. Just some of your Facebook statuses. I laugh so hard at some of the stuff that you put. And so thank you for, you know, saying that that is just so important in your life and just to have fun. You know, we could take life so seriously, but it's important that we have fun and we laugh as well. How do you know that a person is healing from grief or a past of abuse or any kind of adversity? How do you know people are healing?
When I realize people are healing, it is a difference in the way that they carry themselves, whether it's they have a little more pep in their step, they are able to smile when perhaps they hadn't been able to smile before, whether it's a twinkle in their eye from something that brings them joy. But I really, that's how I can tell when people are healing, is based on how they carry themselves and their interaction with you. And I love that, like the lady who came to the inaugural Power of Her event, at moments in time, I am blessed enough to be able to be a part of someone's healing and to be a part of that transformation, because we can heal from life's events that come and sometimes knock us right off of our feet. But there is so much healing and hope.
Awesome. And so how can we pray for you and the Power of Her?
I would appreciate prayer for the participants that come, that they truly take away what they need. Sometimes we attend events and we're not, you know, really sure what we're going to take away from it, but then we end up taking away something that it is that we need in our life, whether it's connectedness with other women or reconnecting with old friends or meeting new people, learning something, a skill or an attitude that you can take back to your professional life, something like that. So I pray that the women who attend will take away what they need. And praying for myself and the collaborative leadership team, that is a group of fantastic women who are really working hard behind the scenes to make this event possible, that they have continued energy and enthusiasm and passion for the event. The women who are on the collaborative leadership team were part of the inaugural event, and I pray that they still keep that fire and that passion in their belly that drives them to continue to be a part of the Power of Her.
Awesome. And we will. We'll definitely pray for your team and for the events. Once again, the event is October 3rd, 8:15 a.m. registration. Come. Just step out into faith and just come. I encourage all of you ladies up in Ohio, Northeast Ohio, just step out in faith and come and join us. It's going to be a great time of hope and joy and laughter and healing. Go to the website, thepowerofher.us. Don't forget, you got to fill out that contact us form for the opportunity for two lucky women to receive two free tickets for the event. And you know what, Angie, I'm so grateful for you. Thank you for taking time today. And thank you for moving mountains and supporting all of us ladies.
Well, thank you, Tina. It has definitely been my pleasure to get to know you and to be part of your life's journey. I enjoy your powerful messages and the fact that you're out there empowering so many women and corporations and churches. That's inspiring to me, and I learn so much from you. So thank you, and I appreciate you allowing me the opportunity to be on your show.
Oh, thank you. All right. Well, thank you so much. Have a blessed day.
You too, Tina. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Angie, for sharing your hope, joy, laughter, and healing with my audience. And I just love that the Power of Her is there to just encourage women to network, empower one another, inspire, and educate. Thank you for your ministry, and thank you for all you're doing. So once again, for that opportunity to win that free ticket, you have to go to www.thepowerofher.us and click on Contact Us and fill that out. Make sure you say Tina Talks Truth Radio Show so that you can get your free ticket for the October 3rd The Power of Her conference, and be just filled and just poured into by the women there. And I just appreciate you, Angie, so much. And I'm sending my love to all of you. I know that hearts are going to be healed and souls are going to be touched. So thank you so much for listening to Tina Talks Truth Radio Show. Thank you to Idioms for the introduction song. And here's Victor.
This is Victor with Tina Talks Truth. And the truth is, The only inspiration of life
is God.
The truth is, there is hope.